10 seconds.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. You know what it is. You know who it is. We're back. Another episode of the Thrive AmTau. Today is episode 36. And we're talking about... What are you working on? What things are you working on in fitness and personally? And then at the end, we got a little time left. We're going to try to manage here so we can answer the questions from last week that you guys wanted to hear. And I've been thinking about one of them, so I think I got
50% of them down.
Yeah, but we'll go from there. Anything you want to start out with?
I mean, I'm fired up about what you were just talking about before we started this. And I don't know the names of the people, but I feel like that'd be kind of a cool conversation real quick for people who know about CrossFit and may or may not know about that new thing.
So there's this guy, his name's Hunter McIntyre.
What's up, Hunter?
He's funny as hell, and he's a crazy athlete. He's like a obstacle course racer. And for those of you that obviously know about CrossFit, they changed like the way that the games are run this year, and that they added like this wild card thing where anybody who's it's supposed to be someone who's not involved in CrossFit is asked to come to the games to kind of like test themselves, test their fitness. And this guy's been running like a campaign online and trying to get invited, and he's the best obstacle course racer in the world, and he's a fit dude. And one of the guys who's like a top level CrossFitter, his name is Brent Fikowski, he's kind of like upset with the idea of like this guy coming in and having a chance to go to the games and not ever really doing well, I guess, in the CrossFit Open. And he just kind of like invited there. So they set up like an interview and they were talking, and there was just like some back and forth between them. But like, I'm 100% on Hunter's side.
Yeah, just, dude. I mean, like, when you think about
the things there, it's made, you got to go for it. You know?
Yeah. And there's that element of it as well. But just thinking about what CrossFit was in its inception, and what it's evolved into, and what they developed, what Greg Glassman developed, and the following of CrossFit, what it was born out of, was trying to elicit the highest level of fitness as possible, the most varied. It's supposed to be entirely inclusive. So it should not be confined to just CrossFit athletes, because that makes it too specialized. So this is really cool to see how someone who doesn't practice CrossFit does in that format.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be practicing CrossFit now, but like his whole life he hasn't. Sure. So like, there's like obviously specific stuff he has to practice.
But you're going against people who've been doing this for 10, 12, 15 years that, you know, live, eat, and breathe CrossFit in and out, day in, day out, every day. So, man, I think this is really cool. I don't follow this stuff too much, but I might actually start.
Yeah, I'll probably check in. Probably won't get me to watch, but I mean, just the opinion. I'll probably check in on the guy Hunter, see how he's doing.
Yeah, Hunter.
And let's go from there. Yeah. So, topic of today: what are things we're working on in fitness in our personal life that kind of that are on our minds? Things that we're trying to work on. We're gonna kind of dive into like our bigger goals, so like our macro goals, and then micro goals, so how we're doing that on a day-to-day basis. And shout out to Gary V for the quote, but macro patience, micro speed. So be patient in the long run, but every day move fast towards your goal. And so yeah, just kind of go from there. I don't know if you want to start off a certain way, but
yeah, sure. No, I'll dive into it first. I don't think we said this, but just so you guys know what you're in store for. 31.
I always forget the time.
We were excited, man.
Everybody knows how bad I am with time.
I was holding up your cue cards. You didn't know what we were talking about. We just kind of dove right in. So what I'll talk about first is, so we're going to dive into personal life stuff. We'll start there a little bit more on the heavy side, and then we'll dive into the fitness stuff. I got it backwards. Sorry. So we're going to start with fitness.
I was fine either way.
We're going to start with fitness, keeping it a little bit lighter.
Cool.
And then we'll go into the heavier stuff, talking about things that are a little bit more personal. So we'll begin with like macro goals about fitness, and then diving into micro, so things that are more specific related to fitness. So this might be like a particular movement pattern. Like, this is what I'm working on. I'm involved in a training cycle to build this right now. This is what I'm doing. So macro-wise, or broadly speaking, and it's something that I've been really trying to do and making progress at since, you know, over the last year or so. And this is my macro goal, or the thing that I'm working on most broadly, is balancing fitness inside my personal life and inside my professional life. So fitness, this should come to no surprise, as anyone who knows me, is very much at one of my most top priorities, and it's ultimately why I decided to do it for a career, so I can live in a gym every single day, and then, you know, help people out as well with their fitness as I come to learn it more in greater depths. So I have come from a background of powerlifting and training 3 or 4 days per week, very intensely, very heavy, week in and week out, year in and year out. And then transitioning into CrossFit, where there was this very deceptive black hole of you have to work out 5, 6, and 7 days per week. And I was I definitely fell victim to that. So I had found myself for longer than I care to admit working out 6 or 7 days per week, and on multiple days, multiple times per day. Gross. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just trying to get really good, and I was watching other people and being like, well, other people are doing it, so I should probably do it, regardless of how my body felt. And that, obviously, I think it should be obvious, would take away from my personal life and even my professional life. So making myself more available for studying, you know, learning up, reading up on things, trying to better myself as a professional, and then personal life, just making time for friends and family. So I have since slowly taken away days of working out. I no longer work out more than once per day. If I do, it's really, really rare, and it's more a matter of I didn't get everything in the time frame that I wanted to get done. So these are some of the things that I've done to try and work towards that. So instead of working out six or seven days per week, now I'm very consistently working out 3 or 4 days per week. And, you know, it's made a lot of changes in my life. It's pretty cool. And I'm going to continue to work towards it and try to stay in that 3 or 4 day per week and, you know, see what I come up with. Right now I feel pretty good about my fitness, so I don't think that I need any more time. It's more a matter of just figuring out how to channel the intensities that I need in order to elicit the results I'm looking for.
Yeah, I think that's cool, because, like, even I don't really struggle with it that much, but, like, it's trying to get efficient with, like, working out, not staying there all day, you know?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, talk about your macro goals for fitness, the big things you're working on, skinny boy.
I'm working on what the hell I want to do. Kind of confused on what I want to do fitness-wise. There's a lot of things going on in my head, kind of like, I'd like to train towards something. And I'm trying to figure out what exactly that is. I don't want to, there's a couple things that I thought of, but I don't know that I want to do them specifically. Like powerlifting, I don't know if I want to just dedicate all my time towards powerlifting. I don't know if I want to dedicate all my time towards CrossFit. I don't know if I want to jump off a building. Just forget about it. No.
Parkour.
No, actually, that was one of the other things. I've been looking into, like, obstacle course racing, like Spartan races and things like that. But yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, like, where I want to dedicate my time. I mean, most of it's going to be around CrossFit, around functional fitness, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's going to be the base of what I do. But I'm trying to figure out from there where I want to take it. I do kind of want to train for something. I do miss, like, high school basketball. So, like, having something to work towards every day.
Competitive.
Having an event. And I think that's kind of what's slowing me down, is I don't really have anything that's, like, looking forward to. So I'm like, all right, you know, like, if I do this or not, it's not gonna really matter. Yeah. I don't have anything to test myself, but I do in the near future want to figure that out. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to put some thought and, like, research into what I want to do and kind of where I want to take everything. And I've kind of talked to Derek about this a bunch of times, and going through, like, different aspects, like, just trying to figure out what I think is going to suit me best and what's obviously going to work for, like, here and my time and all that. But
Maybe we should just do a powerlifting meet. Maybe we should just do it.
I don't know.
There's enough pressure from the listeners.
Maybe. I mean, like I said, I don't know if I want to dedicate all my time to it, but we'll come to it.
It's like a 10-week cycle.
I know. Maybe. We'll see. As you can see, indecisive. But yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the... And, like, the thing I want to... The reason why I want to find something to do is because it'll focus kind of, like, my training. Because if... I mean, you most of the people that are listening to this don't see me work out, but Derek sees me work out. And I've been jumping through a lot of things and trying a lot of different things and, like, seeing what works for me and what feels good and kind of... And which is a... It's a strength, I think, in my eyes, because, like, I can try different things and not really worry about it and, like, gain new information from different types of training. But it's also a weakness because I don't know what the hell I want to do after, and I just keep getting, like, indecisive. But, yeah, so that's my macro goal, is kind of working on what I actually want to do, like, what I want to focus on fitness-wise.
Cool. There's an acronym from John Lee Dumas. He's a podcaster. He's much more than that, but someone that I've been listening to, and he likes to throw around the acronym FOCUS, which stands for, in his words anyway, follow one course until success. So just about following one direction and seeing what comes up. Micro, so something more specific, and this is, like, as I started writing this, I was like, oh, there's kind of two things, but specific things that I'm working on in fitness. So these are movements, and, you know, this could be anything, and I think that, like, if you guys take anything away from this podcast at all, hopefully it's that if you're not already, you have bigger goals as well as more specific goals for what it is that you want to work on, because it, you know, keeps life interesting, I think. So fitness-wise, more specifically, I want to improve my ability to do the Olympic weightlifting movement, the jerk, going into that overhead position, being more comfortable with it, feeling more stable, and getting heavier weight overhead. And more specifically in the split jerk format as opposed to the power jerk. And the way that I'm doing this is I'm just incorporating it into my programming every week, even if it's not programmed from the program that I'm following. I'll put it in there just to keep it at least once per week to work on the technique aspect of that. The other thing is the squat, man. Me and Skinny Boy are going after it, man.
Squat cycle.
We got at least a 9-week cycle ahead of us if we don't stretch it out to that 13-week long. So we got 5 sets of 5 every Monday, it minus the deload weeks, and we have some variation or spin-off of the squat pattern. And then we have speed. We have speed work every Friday. We're doing band box squats, which I absolutely love. So let's see where that takes us, man. Just trying to get a little bit better, a little bit stronger in the squat. And see
get
if we
big
can,
butts.
You know, get big butts, and, you know, I want to confidently get my squat back over 400 pounds.
I want to squat 400 pounds.
Yeah, you know, like, I want to be able to squat 405 and not, like, not be a problem. It's been a while since I've got under 405 pounds. I'd like to make that 450 pounds. So, you know, I don't think that that's a huge stretch for me. It's just a matter of consistency. So I'm grateful for the opportunity and you pushing me in that direction.
Yeah, that's fun. I've never been through like a full, I told you that. I've never been through like a full squat cycle, I don't think. If I have, I don't think I might have been through one, but it's fun. That's the thing. I've never tried like a full strength cycle either. So like, yeah. It's cool to like go through one. I guess my micro, I've never really focused on my, like, aesthetics. It wasn't like my main thing, but I do want to kind of get a little bit leaner.
Wow.
So I've been trying a little bit to like dabble in that area, trying to focus on like keeping myself moving a certain way. I mean, I've never struggled personally with like movements as in terms of like I guess like technical aspects of movements. I've always been really good with like footwork and just overall, like, I guess hand-eye coordination. That's always been a very big strength of mine. And so in terms of like practicing movements, I could always get better at them, but there's not anything that, like, most of the stuff that I need to get better at is in terms of strength or just overall like fluidity with the movement, like kipping pull-ups, things like that. I could always get better at. But a lot of it has to do with also like the strength and other aspects of it. But so I've just been trying to like get a little bit leaner, you know, be that skinny boy, you know. And
How are you doing that? What are you doing? What are you changing?
So I'm just focusing. I'm paying attention to calories, I guess. I'm not going to say I'm counting calories, like, specifically, but, like, I'm paying attention to what I eat during the day, and more of, like, I'm trying to limit myself to a certain amount, and also doing certain things, like, the stuff I've been doing working out-wise has been a lot of, like, higher rep, like, bodybuilding stuff, but there's also been, like, a lot of conditioning, but mostly just the...
Halfway there.
Mostly just keeping track of the calories and whatnot, and just making sure that what I eat is good and it has like a purpose that's going in. I'm not just like eating it to eat it, even though Courtney's parents got me some peanut butter fudge fancy last night. It was so good. I couldn't resist.
It happens.
But yeah, so like just paying attention to that and just trying to see what I can do that's like reasonable for me, because I'm not right now it's just kind of tough with like eating in general, because like the days are long and I'd have to bring all that food, and we have to get a microwave too. We definitely have to get a microwave. But yeah, so just trying, like I said, trying to get, but I'm trying to also stay functional, so it's trying to keep the CrossFit stuff in my training, which the stuff I've been doing has been pretty good about. There's been like little touches of it. So, but yeah, so that's my micro goal at the moment, my daily stuff.
Nice.
So we're going personal now.
Yeah, we're diving in deep.
Yeah, this one's... I might have taken this one a little too far, but...
Oh, all right. We've got to hurry to make sure we get to those questions from last week.
Yeah.
So try to do this as quickly as possible. Personal life, macro side of things, bigger, broader aspects of my life that I'm working on, I would say is being more patient. So, and there's a lot of different ways I think that I could maybe... be a little bit more patient, but more specifically, I mean, like, with when talking to people, trying to provide them a solution immediately. I have an issue with this. I like to try and help people. I just like to do it. I like to try to be helpful. I don't like to see people suffering or in pain. And this causes me to have this sort of, I don't know, irrational insecurity or something like that, where it's like, I gotta fix this for this person right now. So
that's one of the tough things, honestly, because like when you like even having that, sorry to cut you off, but like,
yeah, no, it's good
to have you, like when you know the answer and like you know what you have to do, and then you tell somebody and it's just like, alright, I'll just tell you, but then like sometimes it doesn't benefit them to like just give them the answer and not have them work for it.
Yeah, and sometimes it won't make sense to them, or sometimes it's not even the right solution for them. So I'm just trying to be a little more patient, letting things play out and only really providing the things that I know are beneficial, as opposed to things that are like a gut response, a gut reaction where it's like, oh, you need to do this. It's like, well, tell me more about that first and let's see where that goes. So just trying to do stuff like that and trying to just, you know, take a breath and not do my immediate like gut reaction, my immediate response, you know, take a second and think about it.
All right. Mine is to become the LeBron of the fitness industry. Not physically, but in terms of like, one of the things I look up to like LeBron a lot about is how he's built outside of basketball and like what he's built for himself outside of basketball, business-wise, and the stuff he's given back to and like, using his platform and things like that for making like positive changes. And one of the things I'd love to do from here is be able to like build through good and build through what we do and kind of use what I know to give back to people. I also want to become the GOAT, because he is the GOAT, greatest of all time. If you don't know what that is, he's better than Jordan. But yeah, like just his aspect of philanthropy, just like giving back, and then building stuff for myself outside of just like one area of business. And I want to be I just want to be big, I guess. I'll just put it that way, just put it in short. I want to be successful in my eyes. Cool. So then I guess I'll keep it short there. But yeah.
Okay.
We'll go on to the micro. Right.
And so one other macro thing I'm working on is just reading more. Just, you know, trying to dive into other formats of reading, doing the audiobook thing. And I read every day now. And that's really something that is very new for me. And, you know, it's something that I'm excited about because I've been able to be consistent with that habit and reading every day. And even sometimes it's just 2 pages, but some days it's 10 or 12. So that's another thing. Micro. I've joked about this so many times, and it's probably born out of me knowing that I need to change it deep down, which is caffeine intake. You know, I've gone in that direction.
No, I didn't. I expected
that. So in my personal life, you know, and I guess it's sort of related to fitness, but it's not. I suppose it's more related to, like, wellness.
I mean, you're depending on something.
It's getting balanced. Yeah, man. So, like, in the very least, I want to manage it better. And because of what you exposed me to in that audiobook about why we sleep, understanding that those different waves and sleep patterns and, you know, you're still waking up after you've woken up. And I don't want to disrupt that with caffeine. I want to wake up naturally. So that's been, like, my first goal. That's been my first cross to bear is waking up with no caffeine. And this has been really hard. I went from drinking 24 ounces of coffee, black coffee, first thing in the morning, to 20, to 16, to 12, to 8. And this has been, like, the last 3 or 4 weeks. And the last 2 days, I've been coffee-free. First thing in the morning, 0 ounces of black coffee.
Don't drink that shit. It's nasty anyways. Devil's juice.
So that's been pretty cool. I'm going to try to stick with that.
Cool. All right. I mean, I don't drink coffee anyway, so. My micro goal, personally, this is more of like a general idea, but just making sure I find ways to improve every day. I've been not hesitant to change, but like when you don't look for things to change and you don't kind of be proactive in finding things to change, they'll come up and they'll bite you in the ass. So, like, I've been trying better to be more organized, talk more. I know sometimes it's tough for me to, like, speak my mind just because, like, I have so many thoughts thrown through my head and I just, like, don't express myself. But, like even with things we've done in here, like, we've had team meetings. I've been trying to be more talkative and trying to be more expressive, like, what I'm thinking and having ideas and just letting people hear them instead of just, like, me deciding whether they're good or bad and just kind of going for it. But yeah, so, like, communication is one of my big things, is just being more open and talking more and just trying to just, like, let stuff out instead of just, like, leave it in my head and then go from there. But, like, just like I said, just every day trying to find something, like, that I can get better at and then how I can improve it and then go from there. So that's something small that's going to lead me to become the LeBron of the fitness industry.
Cool.
So I can get better at the small stuff, and then when the time comes,
yeah.
go ham on them.
All right,
so we got these two questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you be without fitness or Thrive?
So the first thing that jumps into my mind is I'd probably be in some form of hospitality. So some form of, like, restaurant, waiter, bartender kind of work. And I worked in the bar for several years, and there are many aspects of it which I enjoyed, like being around people, being social, getting to learn about people, getting to share stories and stuff like that. Obviously, it revolves around alcohol, which is tough because I don't know if that's the healthiest lifestyle to lead. And then there are other implications, I guess, psychologically, I would say, that would, you know, put me in a little bit of a juxtaposition, or, you know, just, I wasn't totally fond. I felt a little bit out of sorts or out of place with doing that. But that, I think that probably would have been the direction I headed in. I enjoyed that more relaxed environment, work environment, as opposed to having a 9-to-5 or having strict regulations. Like, I liked having some freedom in what it is that I wanted to do, how I wanted to carry myself as a professional and how I took care of people, I suppose. So I think that if it wasn't for fitness or if it wasn't for Thrive, I may have very well ended up in that industry.
Cool. I'd be outside Target because they're making bank out there. I'm telling you.
What?
Those homeless people outside of Target, I'd be right out there. I promise. No, I'm joking. But I'd be in something that has to do with sports, probably. I know that's kind of like not very far off from what this is, but sports, I'm trying to think, like baseball cards. I really love baseball cards. I'd probably be something that has to do with that. That's something that I really enjoy doing.
Like trading baseball cards?
Yeah, just like buying them. Yeah, I just like, it's always something I enjoy doing since I was like really young. And like, it's something that when I do end up getting more money, I will get back into. It's just like something that, like I said, I really enjoy sports. So it's like something I like to do in my free time and like collect cards, like build sets, things like that. I'd honestly be in sports in some capacity just because I love it so much, whether it's like announcer, analyst, and the other aspect that I really love is like video games, things like that, like tech. I'd be somewhere there just kind of like just trying new games or reviewing games, kind of like have a Twitch account or YouTube, something like that. It's just because it's what I enjoy doing. There's aspects of it that I really enjoy, and there's aspects of it that like I get out of this. So like this leads me into the world of sports, you know, it like leads me into studying human movement. And if you talk to me, I'll debate anybody. LeBron's better than Jordan. It's just something I enjoy doing. And even when I was younger, like one of the things that I've always done is just like I love talking about sports. So it'd be something that has to do with probably basketball too, basketball or baseball. Yeah, and just try, and like I said, just those little things that I enjoy doing, like video games, maybe work at GameStop, I don't know, something like that. Twitch account.
Nice. All right, so we got about 4 minutes left. This is good. So now we're gonna dive into how has fitness changed your life in intangible ways, the things that are a little bit less obvious that you've experienced as you've worked out, as you've challenged yourself in different ways in terms of your fitness. How has it improved your life in intangible ways?
I mean, so the one way, like I said, I think I mentioned this in the last one, kind of, but like, it's opened my eyes to being more, I guess, inclusive in what like fitness actually means. It's not just one single thing. And I guess what we kind of started the show off or the episode with is a good example of that, because like,
yeah, right.
Fitness is a lot of different things to a lot of people. Like, fitness might be just feeling better every day. Fitness might be going to the CrossFit Games. Fitness might be sprinting, squatting, something like that. And there's a lot of different ways to get fit and look a certain way. But just being open to, like, that some people that are doing, like, there's good in most aspects of fitness. No one's, like, 100% right. But there's
No one's 100% wrong either.
Yeah, they're no one. They're, like, there's aspects that they're doing right. There's something that they're doing right, because most you can get results from a lot of stuff. But like being open to, when I first started like working out, it was just like, maybe it was because the gym I was at, but like it was just like bodybuilding was a thing. Everybody was just lifting weights for, didn't really care how they got it up. It was just getting it up and looking a certain way. And then as I started getting into CrossFit, I realized that like there's a hell of a lot more fitness out there and ways to do it and how to do it and like thinking deeper really about like what it is that you're doing and how, why you're doing it, why you're giving it to somebody, like having meaning behind what you're supposed to be doing and not just doing it to do it. So I'd say that like intangible wise that it's opened my mind to thinking deeper about fitness instead of just thinking of it as like a, from a surface level of like you look a certain way and you get attention for that. More about like, what is the substance that you have behind your fitness, why you're doing it, and what you're going to do with it.
Yeah. My goodness. This topic here is no way I would even begin to scratch the surface in 2 minutes. And mark my words, I will write a book about this subject, this particular topic, at some point in my life. Talking about how fitness has changed my life and how it has the potential to change other people's lives in other ways other than the physical aspect that we're most often sold. So the biggest thing that I think it's done for me is help me see how putting things into action or having a plan, having some program to follow to scale up to be able to achieve whatever it is that you put your mind to it. It is so seldom ever that we just go out and accomplish a feat with no pre-existing conditioning or any sort of background in this sport or endeavor, because it could be anything. It could be like, oh, I'm going to take the bar tomorrow. I'm going to go take the law, you know, the law exam. I'm going to go take the bar. Like, there are some people out there who are really, really smart, and they may know some stuff about, you know, the legal background and whatever, and maybe they would fare well. I would not. However, if I really wanted to be an attorney and I wanted to pass the bar, I could probably study and find enough material online and source out enough things. And I've learned that because of fitness. I've learned that because I once was not able to do a handstand. I once was not able to do a snatch. I once was not able to do a muscle up. So I had to put in place programs to be able to figure out how to get there. So that, I think, would be probably the biggest intangible quality of fitness, or tangent of fitness, that I have to take away for that. And that's just one of so many things of figuring out if there's something that I hope to achieve in life, I can do it because of the way that I've been able to condition my body through effective means of programming and following that path, following one course until success, until I was able to achieve a muscle up, to be able to achieve a body weight snatch, and so on and so forth.
Mic drop.
Oof. Just a little over. Just a little bit.
I'd read that book. I know you would too. So when it comes out, we'll be taking orders. But until then, you just have to listen to us talk on here and read our stuff that we put online. You know where it is? At Skinny Boy Official, at Thrive Fitness Wellness, at Derek G _ Thrive Fitness Wellness. So check those out. Putting stuff on there all the time. And I appreciate you guys for stopping by. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Peace.